I also
must watch.
The last thing I did while my week, and I talked about it a little bit on Twitter last night, is I fell down the deepest, darkest I'm bored hole ever. And I just I just said, fuck it.
I heard about this.
I'm just going to start reading DBZ fanfiction. I'm going to read tons of DBZ fanfiction.
And then you did.
What was the catalyst?
I was bored.
Well, no, but that's not enough. Something had to bring it to the forefront of your
attention. I had seen, like, this particular thing, like, thrown at me on Twitter, like, twice, and said, fuck it! I'm not doing anything with my evening!
This reminds me of, I think I might have told you about this, what happened, like, 3 months ago, where I was just like, you know what? I'm gonna watch a bunch of Final Fantasy Versus 13 AMVs.
Yeah,
that. Do you know how many Versus 13 AMVs there are to numb?
A lot
that use the same 20-minute pool of footage that existed before FF15.
Solid.
It is hilarious. Probably 14,000 AMVs.
Probably the weirdest takeaway from this is that it is so good that I would actually recommend it to you guys.
Was it the which one was it?
So
I
okay.
On one.
So it's a time mashup of all, like, just let's crush down Dragon Ball, DBZ, and parts of GT into one timeline, and let's say that Goku was not the hero; it was Chi-Chi. But it focuses on Gohan, okay? Like, you don't remember Kid Gohan? Like,
yeah.
like pre-post Raditz Gohan?
Piccolo Gohan.
Yeah, Piccolo Gohan. So, Chi-Chi's dead, okay? And Goku's, like, the same deadbeat Goku that he's always been, right? And
we're doing fan fiction.
No, stop. Okay, I spent so much time thinking about this.
Okay,
get my fucking peace out.
Okay, right? Get your peace out. Get
okay, peace. And it's Gohan in the fucking Saiyan saga, and he has to do the shit. And instead of Piccolo training him, it's Piccolo, Krillin, and Roshi. And Tien and Piccolo have been combined into one character, and it's post-Nail combination. Wait, was Nail the first one?
There's so much thought put into this.
Nail was on planet Namek.
Okay.
So,
and the show's pacing is really... the fanfiction's pacing is really weird. Because, this is the fucking Saiyan saga. Do the Saiyan stuff. But instead, it's all, like, weird, not great Saiyaman shit in the beginning with Videl. And, like, I don't care.
You said Kid Gohan.
Yeah. And Kid Videl. Because they met earlier now.
Because fuck it. Because fan fiction.
Ride shut up. Train. And instead of, like, adult and, like, they're going to get married, it's, like, all little childlike, like, romance. You're like, oh, that's cute. And it just goes on and on and on, and it's like they're fighting fucking Cybermen as monsters of the week.
So
instead of the same
one giant one,
it was about 68 parts.
It was really big.
Okay, not multiple.
No, yeah, it was
okay.
One giant one.
Okay, all right.
I got linked to this, and I saw
what's it called?
You get the Tien Piccolo character can see the future, and that seems really overpowered.
So hold on, is this Tien Piccolo character actually Tien and Piccolo?
Yeah, it's both characters have just been combined into Piccolo.
So they've just fused.
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
Is
there a brand new character that everyone loves, that's the coolest guy ever, everyone, like, just has to pay attention to when they're around?
No. No, it's literally just, like, Gohan, Piccolo / Tien, Krillin, and Roshi. The writing was really good.
Okay.
It was really, like, it was weird because you saw all these sides of these characters... In which, like, oh wow, Piccolo is actually, like, really emotional and vulnerable, and then Krillin has
Piccolo
like problems letting, like, Chi-Chi go. But why would he?
I was going to the same place as Wooly, where I was worried that, like, Robert, the lost Saiyan prince, would appear.
The true,
totally original character. Do not steal.
To whom Vegeta would totally see.
And honestly, like, the first, like, 5 hours of reading it, no, like, 2-3 hours of reading it, was really bad. Like, it was really rough,
That implies that this gets good.
The first 2 to 3 hours are bad.
And then it starts to pick up as they start to focus in more on just recreating, like, the DBZ storyline with more stuff. So then once the Saiyans actually show up, it starts to really pick up. And you have Piccolo Gohan versus
Vegeta. So from page one, sentence one,
yeah.
You just have to pretend that it's just a different world.
No, no, it's the same world.
But all these weird things where people are dead or alive and things are happening.
It's just mixed match.
You just have to pretend it's just not the same. Yeah.
Is this like written like My Immortal, where it's fucking gibberish garbage?
No, no, it's well written.
Okay.
Like, and like it ends.
Where is Mr. Satan?
Where is Mr. Satan? Mr. Satan's kind of like a. Videl's mom is actually here with Mr. Satan, and they're like they're just like lame parents. They're not like they're not heroes. They're just.
There's so much thought put into this.
So Goku just does nothing.
Goku's just a deadbeat. Like imagine Goku's character with no powers. Imagine if Goku was Chi-Chi, right? Just hanging around, just being a shit, runs a car wash. And then they zoom in on the Saiyan saga, but now it's the Saiyan saga, but with fusions early. So imagine if instead of like Goku and Piccolo fighting Raditz, it was Goku and Piccolo fused together fighting Raditz, and it keeps going and going. The biggest problem is that whenever this fan fiction
SSJ 6 Broly.
Yeah. Whenever this Broly, fan fiction Jesus tries Christ. To get off of like recreating the DBZ story and go to its own little side stories, even though they can be sweet and now and then, it's like no, go back to the story. Go back to the story.
Uh-huh.
I would call it like a anti-Bebop.
It sounds like you just want to watch Dragon Ball Z.
It sounds like you just want to watch Super.
Okay, so, you know, Cowboy Bebop, most of the plot is not the plot.
Okay, Pat, this is not as good as Cowboy Bebop, is
okay,
it?
Okay, no.
Okay.
Most of the thing is not the plot, it's hijinks.
Yeah.
But the plot's really good, but it's not even as good as the hijinks. And anti-Bebop would be like, most of the plot is hijinks, but the plot's what matters. This is what this fan fiction is. And probably...
So Futurama.
Yeah, probably... And the biggest problem is that, like, I want to know about the Saiyans, I want to know about Frieza, but because it's young Kid Gohan, whenever Kid Gohan asks for anything and says, like, hey, what's the deal with Frieza? The older characters just go, like, nah, shut up, don't talk about it. And it drags on and on and on. It's like, just tell the kid about the Saiyans.
I can't understand if he wants us to take him seriously.
I can't understand.
I can't read.
I can't understand.
I can't read him right now.
This is a wall.
This is so bizarre.
This is a wall that I cannot surmount.
I don't know what to do.
And probably the most annoying thing about the whole thing is that Kid Gohan as a character is not nearly as strong, like as a developed character in this fanfiction, as the rest of them, and that I dislike his portrayal as like a 6-year old like fat kid with like a star on his shirt.
Can you tell me what the username of the writer was?
Rebecca Sugar.
Can you tell me what the name of the story was?
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah.
Are you serious? It was Rebecca Sugar?
It was Rebecca Sugar.
Are you fucking serious?
I'm totally serious.
What does that mean?
Probably great then.
What does that mean?
She did Steven Universe.
Oh.
Are you fucking serious? Is it actually Rebecca Sugar?
Yeah. That's the creator of Steven Universe?
Probably fantastic, then.
It's probably pretty good.
Wait, seriously? What's the story called?
Steven Universe.
Is it just Steven Universe in sheep's clothing?
No, I'm talking about I watched all of Steven Universe.
Oh my god.
Okay.
And I wanted to see how long I could drag you guys down this path.
I got some of it with Pickle, with some of it.
So last night on Twitter was the test run to see how far I had to go.
Because when you said the Piccolo thing, I was like, well, that's just Garnet.
Yeah, there you go.
And then you were saying some things, and I was like, yeah. But then I was like, no, I can't even.
I wanted to see.
At a certain point, I wasn't even listening to you.
Was this relying on Liam catching on? Because there's obviously no way
that
I was
supposed to be here.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay. All right.
So everything that I just said is just Steven Universe.
Okay.
That show's great.